Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Cody?
It is.
Hi, Cody. Cody, good morning to you. It's Paul from Local Squash. Of course, we spoke yesterday regarding branding the business on Google. I did send that email out to you. Did you have a chance to take a look at that and, of course, talk to your partner?
Yeah, I think we'll. You said it's $2.99 a month?
It is. That's an exact amount. It's to the penny, and it's a fixed rate, so it's never going to go up. It's well, it's a promotional rate for a younger business, but it's not an introductory rate, so it's not ever going to balloon up on you. No matter how long you keep the service, it's going to be that flat rate, and it's exactly that amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, just no lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. The website is included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. There's no additional setup fee, not even in that first month, so it's just the $2.99 out the door.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Okay. Now, it is Dirty Dini Excavation, right? That's how the business is going to be branded online.
Yep, Dirty Dini, D-E-A-N-I-E, Excavation.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Cody, when we get your phone ringing, I know that this is a good number to reach you, the 801-791-5704. Is that also the number you want the customers to call? Is that the best business number?
Yes.
It is, okay.
That's my cell number. That gets directly to me.
And it's a smartphone, too, right? You can obviously receive text messages on that number.
I can, yep.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so your customers are going to be calling you directly. Now, on the website that we'll build out for you, of course, that's going to give people the opportunity to fill out the contact form, and when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, I did want to ask you about the street address that I saw on Angie Leads. Correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you guys always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you, so there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that we would promote.
We go to them.
So the 3385 Sophie Lane, is that your residence?
That's my residence. I also have an office there, but yeah, that's
Okay.
That's my residence slash office.
Gotcha. And Google wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So that address is going to be hidden. No one's going to be able to see that address online. Oh, Cody, I never did get your last name.
Bingham. B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
And then, Mr. Bingham, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is, of course, to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, or one of our technicians. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we do definitely want to kind of speak with you about, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Okay.
And then, Mr. Bingham, the other thing that's required of me, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Cody, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, again, everything that I just went over at the very beginning of this call, that it is month-to-month, that we've waived your setup fee, that it's the exact amount, that flat rate, that we're including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Before I do that voice verification, that first payment of just $2.99, Cody, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
A Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on that card, the business name,
yes,
or both? It is, okay.
It's both. Both, I should say.
Both, Okay. And for you, is it first and last name, or is there any middle initial on there?
It's got Cody J. Bingham.
J. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards
yep.
do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4868.
Yes, sir.
7204.
Okay.
5241.
Yes, sir.
0802.
And then the expiration month and year?
0627.
06 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
179.
179. So I've got 179, 179 on the back. I've got June on
yep.
06 of 2027 for the expiration date. Cody, the card itself, was it 4868, 7204, 5241, 0802?
Yep.
Does that bill at the 3385 Sophie Lane, 84401?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so after I do the voice verification, I am required to read it before I process that payment, but a minute or so after that, you'll receive through our automated system a confirmation email. It's got our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy now, I'd be more than happy to give you that information.
Well, I don't have a pen with me right now.
Okay. Like I said, you'll get it by way of by email. You can actually reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. You'll get all of that information by automated email as soon as I get through this voice verification. I do have it pulled up. Like I said, it's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Bingham, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, Cody, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dirty Dini Excavation.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Cody, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cody Bingham, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Cody, as the owner of Dirty Dini Excavation, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bingham, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It's our job to get your phone ringing. It's your job to answer the phone and speak with those people and do the quality work. We know you'll do that. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for the business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Cody, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. And then with it being, of course, month-to-month, the setup fee waived, the website included, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Mr. Bingham, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and, of course, the social media campaign is included, the paid Facebook ads included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, again, is included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I've mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Cody, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bingham, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Cody, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, would get you very near the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I could actually get you in at 9 o'clock if you wanted something right away. It looks like there's actually, there's at least one spot available for almost every hour between now and the last one at 4 o'clock. So did you want something maybe mid-morning?
What about Monday?
Oh, yeah, sure. We could do Monday. Monday, I'm pretty positive, is going to be wide open, including the 8 o'clock. So anytime between 8 and 4, with the one exception of 1 o'clock when they take their lunch break.
Let's do about 9 Monday.
9. We'll do 9 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 9 until 10. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes half that time. At 8 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled in that 9 o'clock hour. And in just a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. Just as a reminder, go into your email. You don't have to respond to that invite. Some people do, and perfectly fine if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 9 or a few minutes after 9, then I'll be on that call as well on Monday morning. Just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have, I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own, and of course they'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to add a little bit of added security here on your account, whether I'm on that phone call or not. Just a question and an answer here for you. Anyone who calls us, Cody, and tells us that they are with Dirty Dooney Excavation, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, will most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as Google or say even that they're with Local Splash, they'll need to know, first of all, right away, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they don't know that, or if they're asking you for more money, that, again, not us. If voice verification is clear, bills once a month for the exact amount. So just politely let them go, especially about a week from now. It's going to take us about 5 to 7, maybe even 3 or 5 business days to get your website out there. And once your website's out there, you might get phone calls from someone claiming to be Local Splash or claiming to be Google. Like I said, if they don't know my name, if they don't know the answer and the question even, just politely let them go. If you have any questions, you can call us at that client support number that was emailed out to you. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Cody, which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Sadie.
Sadie.
S-A-D-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. You got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you?
I did get a text message.
Good. Yeah, it looks like you've only gotten the one so far that I want you to see. Of course, well, I want you to see the other ones too, just not at the moment. You'll also get the confirmation email in about a minute. But the one that they did already send out is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that up by text or email, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience. We're talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the business profile optimization on the left-hand side. Cody, are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google Business Profile Optimization will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Facebook. It's everything to get you, keep you there. The website we're doing for you, the Facebook ads, etc. There's a long line that goes across it, and below it, it has your phone number and a couple of boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Of course, that's just text messages for the computer. Of course, we'd like to be able to SMS or text you, so please click that box. The other box says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we would like you to click on that box as well. And the longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would actually either copy and paste your name as it appears there or type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the C, J, and B are all capitalized, but only those letters. There's no period after the middle initial J. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears in that box, please click the confirm signature box to the right. Cody, that does a few things. Well, of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, included the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card, so we can, in fact, verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area. It will also allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there, Cody. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be very soon using to access your tracking system. And at this point, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We'll have to do the client interview on Monday for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but within a day or so after Monday's client interview, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. The password you can change at any time. Some people never do. The username cannot be changed. It has already been assigned, and I can give it to you. In fact, the calendar invite does have it on there. It's your phone number, so it's easy to remember. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So that calendar invite says local splash CIENG, and it's got your username as simply the numbers 801-791-5704, and it's got your name and your actual phone number with address and things like that. When you contact us by email, the email address will be support@localsplash.com. Let me see if the system has caught up with that one. Yep. Your welcome email has been sent out to you. If you email us, please include your phone number or your username. They're the same thing, but it helps us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that email, but when we give you the client interview on Monday, we'll also give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you like. Feel free to send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just take care of it from there and forward it to the right department. You also have received an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now, Google has recently made the process of getting PIN verified a little more comprehensive, and that is by design. They want to make sure that every business that they put on the first page is, in fact, an actual business that would provide that work at a fair price even. So they want to make sure that if you can, send us anything that you can as far as that list goes. It doesn't have to be everything. But any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card that you might have. Of course, there's no physical workplace, but maybe where you park the truck when you're not using it, or a close-up even of the tools inside the truck. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So if you have that information, send that out to us as well. There's a link on there that you can use. Other than that, you're all set and squared away for that follow-up call on Monday. I do hope that I am in between phone calls so I can speak with you briefly then, but I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to building out that website, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you too, Cody. You take care. Mr. Bingham, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Cody. Take care.
Bye. Bye.